That's Drain You, recorded live. Kurt and Dave talk about writing songs.
It's usually done on acoustic guitar, sitting around in my underwear, just picking out riffs, pieces of songs.
Maybe Kurt will come in with a melody, a guitar riff, and show it to us.
We go to practice, and then we play the song over and over and over again.
We just jam. There's no real formula.
Chris and Dave have a big part in deciding on how long a song should be and how many parts it should have. So I don't like to be considered as the whole songwriter, but I do come up with the basis of it. I come up with the singing style during practice, and then I write the lyrics usually minutes before we record. That song really wasn't even written until a week before we went into the studio. And I knew I wanted cello on it, but after all the music was recorded for it, we'd kind of forgotten about putting a cello on it. And we had one more day in the studio, and we decided, oh, geez, we should try to hire a cellist, you know, and put something in. And we were at a party, and we were asking some of our friends if they had any friends who played cello. And it just so happens one of our best friends in L.A. plays cello. So we took him into the studio on the last day and said, here, play something, and he came up with something right away. It just fell like dominoes. It's really easy. Something in the way. Something in the way. Yeah. The lines in the song are really contradictory. You know, one after another, they're kind of a rebuttal to each line, and they just kind of confusing, I guess. It's just about people and what they're expected to act like. Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be. Just because I say I in a song doesn't necessarily mean it's me. A lot of people have a problem with that. It's just the way I write usually. Take on someone else's personality or character. I'd rather just use someone else's example because, I don't know, my life is kind of boring. So, you know, I just take stories from things that I've read and off the television and stories I've heard and maybe even some friends. All he wants a cracker. Think I should get off her first. Obviously, I don't like rednecks. I don't like
You hear life. Thank you. I called you poison, you knew. When I called you shameful, you knew. When I called you liar, you knew. I would always find my way to you.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, and guess what? You stumbled upon a little radio show called the Viva La Mac, and I in the Moxster. My name is Paul. I am your host for this program. But you also had stumbled upon the time each and every week where we do a thing called the Mock. We take a word, artist, performer. We take some sort of theme. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, we take some sort of theme. I can't even say it. Some sort of theme. There it is. And we mock it. We play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs that somehow are related to this theme. Before I get into what the theme is, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined June supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484. Now, let's turn our attention to what this mock is. And you're like, I don't know. I've been waiting, dude. What is it? Well, guess what? Recently, you might have heard on my program, I did a mock of Nirvana's Nevermind. And in the years past, like decades ago, I did a Nirvana mock. Have not done a Foo Fighters mock. They're being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with this current class. So I thought to myself, why not put Dave Grohl and company under the mock light if I can? And indeed, I can. And I'm going to, with a little over a half dozen songs. Yeah, Foo Fighter covers. Started off everything with something from Sahara Hot Nights doing their version of Big Me. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. It's a Foo Fighters mock right here on WRCT.